produced by Jeffrey Cresselius, Joseph Cottrell and Ken Fuller. This is Yes Music Podcast, episode 620, pre-conversation with Yes drummer Jay Shellen. This week, Mark and I were due to have a conversation with Jay Shellen about the forthcoming Yes tour of the UK and Europe. Unfortunately, this didn't happen for reasons outside of our control. We will be speaking to Jay on Monday instead, so I'm afraid you'll just have to wait a little bit longer for that. In the meantime, in this very short episode, I thought I'd mention some of the interesting things I've found out about the relatively new Yes drummer. See how many of these facts you knew and how many are new to you. Most of them were new to me. Jay's early musical influences were classical. Like his drumming hero Alan White, he played piano to an advanced level, and his early rock music influences included Close to the Edge and Tales from Topographic Oceans. Rather than his Yes credentials only starting in 2016, when he began deputising for Alan White, in fact he played drums in Peter Banks's band and then Badfinger with Tony Kaye. He started working with Billy Sherwood in 1995 when he joined World Trade, and then, I assume, through that connection, ended up playing with Sherwood and Squire in Conspiracy. Replacing Alan White in Circa and then being involved in the Yes and Toto supergroup Yoso followed, and he is credited as additional musician on the Asia album Silent Nation, also featuring Billy Sherwood and Jeff Downes in 2004. So it was a natural move, perhaps, for Jay to help the ailing Alan White out from 2016 in Yes, alongside Downes, Howe, Sherwood and Davison. As I'm sure you know, this led to him joining the band full-time in 2023, after the tragic death of Alan White. Apart from that amazing playing record, and I haven't even mentioned the long time he spent in the 80s band Hurricane, Jay also found time to write a best-selling drum tutorial book called Rocking Independence. Perhaps no surprise, as the course he took at the University of New Mexico was called Theory/Jazz History/Tympanic Studies/Voice Training/Big Band. Here's some words about Jay from YesWorld.com. Yes were delighted when Jay joined the band as a permanent member in 2023, fulfilling Alan White's wishes in becoming the new drummer with Yes. Having grown up playing along to Yes records, he idolised Alan, and in the 80s they became great friends, with a mutual respect as drummers. Jay was the only choice for Alan, knowing he had a long working relationship with bass guitarist Billy Sherwood, and fully understood the workings of the dynamic rhythm section that drives Yes's music. So, hopefully that short summary has whetted your appetite for our conversation with Jay next week. I'm not sure if I'll be able to release the interview before Friday, it depends on editing time. So do stay tuned.